Hi.
Hi, you want to listen to me make a call or Becky?
Both, whoever's making the calls.
Okay, so I'll do a follow-up for a pending financial, and then we'll find one for her after.
You find, okay? Tell me who you're calling before you call.
I'm calling Eric Highsmith.
Perfect, thank you.
You're going on mute? Well, it's better. Yeah?
Yeah, muted, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. It's Becky from Eagle, from Family First Care.
Covering for Figgy.
Okay.
I'm covering for Figgy. She's out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's everything?
Everything's going good. I just wanted to follow up if you had the closure letter from Wells Fargo.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to get that today. Because I didn't get a chance to go get it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm
going to would it be okay if I followed up with you tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, awesome. And you know where to send it, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. Looking forward.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
I thought it's just because you were listening.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I'm calling for Peggy.
Yeah.
Could you hear me in the background saying, like, close your letter?
Yeah, and only the beginning. Once I wrote that, I didn't hear you anymore.
Yes.
Was it on speaker? Was that why?
Oh, wait, I did not see your Slack. Okay, my thing is too low. But he was laughing also. Too bad.
By the way, I have the same thing with agencies, Becky.
No, she definitely.
With what?
Every time I'm like, oh, wait, come in at Standing First. Like, which agency?
So awkward.
Do it? I mean,
that's
all.
She said that last time, though. Like, I don't know if I trust him. I'm just saying, we did really good calls before you listened to me. We really did.
No, no, I'm sure. I'm just letting you know in case you didn't know
so
we could hear you. It's all good.
Also, he knows Big Jim. Yeah, he knows me. Like, he for sure knows it wasn't my voice. Okay, you call him tomorrow. Call out Russell. Oh, I have things I need to send him for her. We can't call them.
Wait, I told him, do you know where you're sending it to? He's like, yeah, of course. And he giggled. Where is he sending it?
My email. Or he texts. I don't know which one he does. Either one. Okay, you want to do a different financial?
Yeah.
Brittany Simmons, sure I did a follow-up with you. Sounds like we're going over Canada. We're going to send you guys in. This is today. Okay, let's call Mary Phyllis. I'm going to speak to her because she's a little crazy, and I think she wants to go to the office in person. Like, she's acting a little weird. Okay? 1 second, Raquel.
Hi, Mary. How are you? It's Figgy calling from Family First Care.
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to follow up with you. I know you said you were going to drop off the copies of your statements again because to the county, right? You were going to send them in?
Yeah, my granddaughter is going to email that information to you.
Okay. Do you have my email address?
Wait a minute. Let me see. I talked to somebody this morning.
Oh, maybe you spoke to the county assistant's office, and she's going to email it directly.
Info@familyfirsthhc.com.
Oh, let me give you my direct email. Could I text it to you?
You want to text it to me?
Yeah, I'll
okay.
text you my direct email, okay?
Okay, and then we can send the information. When you send me your text, then we can send that information back to you?
Yes. Send me your statements and all your documents, and as soon as I get them, I'll send them into the county assistance office for you.
Okay. Well, you just want the 5 years from my credit union information?
So I want 5 years of your credit union. I want whatever you have, your Direct Express, the ones that you use for your access card. Did you get statements from them?
I don't have an access card.
Okay.
I don't get food stamps.
Okay, no problem. That's for Social Security. But if you don't have that, that's okay. Any other things
mm-hmm.
that they asked you for? Let me see if they gave details. Just a second.
Okay.
No, so probably just the 5-year look back. Whatever you have, you could send to me.
Okay, no problem. I'll get my granddaughter to send it to you.
Okay.
Check
if you got my text message. I already sent it to you.
Okay, hold on. I'm quite sure I got it. It didn't come up yet. Wait a minute. Okay, you want me to send the information to this text right here?
Yeah, that email address.
fwartz@familyfirsthhc.com.
You got it.
Okay. All right. I'll send it to my granddaughter.
Okay.
And she can email you the information that you need. Okay.
Exactly. Perfect. Thanks so much, Mary.
Sure. Have a
Take
good
care.
One. All right.
Hello? Hello? We're going to the bathroom, by the way. Hello? Are you with Faggy calling from Family First Care?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm good, thanks. I just wanted to follow up with you. Did you get a call from Aging for your second assessment?
Yes, they came out today.
Amazing. Okay. Let me double check that we're not waiting on anything else, and then I'll give you the next steps, okay? That was today. Did they say you would get approved?
They didn't say yet. They said they was had to Wait, what did she say? She has to, I guess, submit it in or something?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
somewhat, like, all of whatever she did.
Right. Okay, so you did all of your assessments. You had your first and your second, and we already had your doctor's form submitted. So we're up to the next step, which is proving your financial status to the county assistance office.
It was a paper in there for authorization. Is that something that I have to take to them, or?
Authorization for what?
It looks like for county assistance office thing. It was my folder's upstairs and I'm downstairs. Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to, it's not a rush, but do you want to send a picture to me and I'll tell you what the form is about?
Yes.
Okay, you could send a text to this number and I'll look it over.
Okay. Okay.
For you, though, did you submit any bank statements at your first assessment?
Did I submit any? I'm sorry, they're making noise in my background. I'm sorry, say that again.
No problem. Did you submit any bank statements at your first assessment or any financial documents yet?
No, they didn't. They told me to wait a minute. I didn't have to do it as of yet until I was told, because I think it was you I talked to. You
see,
I could either send the information to you, you could do it. I could do the email,
mm-hmm.
or I could go online. Yeah, something like that. So I didn't get around to doing that yet, but I'm going to do that this week.
Okay, no problem. So just so you know, that's the next step that we're waiting on. So
So yes. The sooner you send it in, the sooner we could get you closer to it.
Yes, I got you. I understand. Yes, I'm on that. First, one day this week, I'm on it. First thing.
Okay. Should we go over the documents that you need, or you have it written down?
The documents that I need?
Yeah. Should I tell you what documents we need to be submitted?
I just know what did they say? 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years of bank statement.
Yes.
If you have life insurance, I would need a life insurance summary. So that has the cash value, effective date, and a bunch of information. Do you have a life insurance policy?
No. And the only bank statements I have is what I have because I'm my daughter's payee. She gets Social Security.
Okay. Do you have an access card for Social Security?
I have a bank Visa card.
A what?
A bank Visa card.
Oh, okay. So we just need statements from that account.
Okay.
Any other assets I should know about? Do you have a vehicle or a home, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So for now, let's work on the statements.
Okay.
You need 5-year look back of your bank statements, okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll get to you. I'll get to you.
Okay.
I'm on it one day this week.
Do you have my email that you could send it to me once you get them?
Okay, can you text it to me, please?
Sure, I'll text it to you now.
Okay, that way, because my daughter, she's going to help me go through this.
Amazing. If you need any help or if there's any way I can make it easier, let me know, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thanks so much, Mary.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Take care. Okay, let's go to her. Patient AAA was completed today. She is, hold on. Hello. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Okay. It was completed today. She is Oh, she was scheduled. Hold on, they talked to me. I'm done, Rachel.
Yeah.
I think Becky should do this case you assigned to me for a first call.
Yeah, email. Do you know that one?
Yeah. Young
yeah. Okay, so that's Dolores, yeah.
Hold on, I'm just saving and then we'll call. There's income limit and asset limit. We don't have your notes here, but here I'll write it. Rona? Okay. 1 second, Rachel.
Seven.
Okay. Don't ask them to come in and over. Get this, and then if they're not, if they are. Okay. Good. Okay. Let me try this one.
Hello? Sorry, you're skipping.
Sorry, I said hi. My name is Becky. I'm calling from Family First Care.
Okay.
I was calling to find out if you're interested in getting home care services.
I'm okay, thank you.
Oh, you spoke to a coworker of mine that said you were interested, maybe a half hour ago.
That I was interested in what?
In home care services. Getting a home health aide.
No, I didn't speak to anyone about it.
Let me see. All right, could it be that your sister called Doreen? And she spoke with us to a lady called Chaya.
I have no idea who that is.
No, you don't know who Doreen Butler is?
No, I do not.
Okay, fine. It could be I got the wrong number, but this is Dolores, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Wrong number. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's try the other number.
Hi, it's Becky calling from Family First Care.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, is this Doreen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, amazing. I was calling regarding your sister, Dolores.
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing. Okay, so I just wanted to help you guys get set up with the home care services.
Okay, let me go in the house. I was sitting on the porch, and I don't want to bring her business. So let me camera little stuff in the house.
Okay.
Miss Becky. Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so I just wanted to introduce you to the process. There is two parts to this. The first part is being approved, like financially, to make sure that, first of all, that her income is less than $2,900 a month.
Yes, it is.
Amazing, and that she doesn't have assets more than $8,000.
No, she don't. Definitely don't.
Yeah, no car. No, does she own a house?
She has no car.
Okay.
And she lives with my aunt.
Suzanne, amazing. Okay, good. So she sounds like she could be a candidate. Okay, at the time, I'm saying we could leave that for later, but we're going to need a 5-year look back for her bank statements and different stuff.
She just submitted that to welfare. She got to submit that to y'all, too?
Oh, cool. Okay, so she already had both assessments.
Yes, he my daughter Denise is have uploaded some of to welfare. She got uploaded the rest of them because she is submitting it to welfare. They need it by Friday, so that'll be all submitted in the welfare portal no later than Friday.
Amazing. Okay, so she had assessments and she already submitted everything and now.
Okay, what she submitted to, what you mean everything? Explain everything.
Everything meaning her bank statement,
yes.
Her life insurance.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Amazing. Does she know her caseworker's name?
No, I don't. I don't have the information in front of me. But I can tell my daughter to have her call you back and give you her caseworker name because I know for a fact they did submit some of the bank statements up. They did submit the life insurance up.
Uh-huh.
Welfare. The doctor approved her. Then the
Go.
First caseworker came out from welfare. They from not the welfare, from Magnus. They said she was approved. The second will come out Monday. They're going to tell her Monday what she get, all the questions, stuff like that. And they said, find your home care now while we're in the process because it was already approved for two parts. Now the part you need to start working on, find a home care.
Uh-huh.
We had the information we come out on Monday. And that's why we pick family first.
Okay. Amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to the county to find out if she has a caseworker and to update you with that information. That way you have like a contact, right? Like, and you can just keep in touch and find out.
Yeah. Yeah. I could call and ask her.
Amazing. Okay, fine. And also, I think we have the wrong number for Dolores. Would you be able to give us an updated one?
What number get you for Dolores?
We have 267-231-7242.
Let me make sure that's right. Hold on. I'm going to look at it right now.
We have 7242. So it's 7246, you say?
267-231-7246.
Okay. Thanks so much, Cass. See where we went wrong.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, fine. So you're saying Monday you're going to get answers. Okay, fine. So then I guess I'll follow up with you on Tuesday.
That's no problem. Follow me Tuesday, and I have everything for you Tuesday when you call me.
Awesome. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
Sure, of course. Have a great day.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy. Not really. She just told me everything.
Okay, so put her to pending number eight, waiting to be approval. First write an all note, and then we'll email the county. What else did you say? That
he said we'll email the county and confirm they have it. How to use my template. Here, view. Okay, let's just check what county she's from. Rachel, we're not making so much calls. Like, do you want, you're listening to our training? Well, what should we do?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, like, do you want to,
since you're basically on your sheet, you want to go through the new calls cases one more time with her?
We tried a few already.
But,
well, after you send this email, I guess you could try more. All right, fine.
Okay, I'm going to call you back in, like, 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.